having only the very best of conversations. Oh man, both on air and off air, man. Let me tell you something. We truly are powered by music over here, man. You are, it's definitely What's Up 254 with me, Ray Kirago.
Hi, Joro Gwebi.
We're going to be with you until 10. We've got Lawrence Mooley here, who has been so gracious enough to be here as you send in your comments and your messages about what would you do, though, if you got a grant and it was, you know, let's say to the sum of the equivalent of what would be 6 million. Let's just assume. What would you do? Wanted to see what kind of ideas you had. Mm-hmm. And this is, your name is Dr. Miles. And you're like, 6 million? Ah, my youth group would flip that into a legacy. I'm like, what? You have a youth group? So they normally do this thing where they invest in agribusiness, renewable energy, that kind of thing. Says think organic farming, solar kiosks, that kind of stuff. That's interesting. That's very interesting. So I wanted to ask Lawrence, are these the kind of ideas that will, like, say the innovation grant, right? The one where obviously the people who are trying to fulfill a need or you know, solve a societal need. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, is this one of those? Is that like an idea that could?
Definitely. And I would say that because of also the intersectionality of that particular idea, right? Uh-huh. So while I mentioned earlier the grants are thematic agnostic, so you can work on any of the 17 sustainable development goals, right? But those who, and it's all listed in our hard and soft criteria when you have a look, those who want to combine one or two SDGs, so for example, if I pick this, a young person in a rural area in let's say, you know, Kitale, who is doing the whole agribusiness value chain. What they're doing that, if you look at the value chain that they're going to create, if they're helping young people grow, you know, avocados or maize, then they're going to make people transport that. So they're creating, you know, money for the transporters. Yes. They're going to advertise that. So they'll need media to advertise. They'll need researchers to go and do market research
for where
they will need now the actual people who go sell. Maybe they'll need a SACO to save. Maybe they'll need an online platform or a mechanism in which they can automate the whole, you know, value ecosystem of the agribusiness.
Yeah.
That in of itself is creating value, not just for agriculture, but across a whole...
That's what
they've
you
literally
meant.
Valorized one business. Mm-hmm. So that definitely would be a very top one. Another related to that, if you're doing this in a marginalized area with underrepresented, you know, communities where young people actually need, let's say, another way of life. Otherwise, they'll get into drugs. They'll get into... You see, with just one idea, you've covered almost
so many
eight
SDGs. Yeah,
that is definitely a very good idea.
I like that. Also giving us a picture then, right, of like how they approach some of these, you know, approving and checking out how viable, like, you know, your idea is. Hopefully it's giving you, who's tuned in, the same picture.
Absolutely.
Man, we've learned so much and we keep learning so much. Joy, I remember when you were asking me,
I needed to know that the mistakes that people often made when they apply for this grant that cost them a lot. Like, what are some of those mistakes that they make?
Oh, thank you so much. Such a good question. Firstly, go read the hard criteria of the funding manual. Each of the four grants categories have a funding manual. Go have a very thorough read, especially on the hard criteria. Firstly, you won't receive funds or grants, or you won't be eligible if you're not a youth-led organization 18 to 35. If you do not have, like, you know, an actual bank account registration, organized structure, if you do not have, like, you know, a track record of actually work that you've been doing, or even an innovative idea that you're creating. So it doesn't have to be something that has been there
going on for a long time. It could be that this idea is great and it actually looks like it can. It's viable.
Then the next part is, the biggest mistake then is also just casually taking the applications just to finish them. The reason why we are having a good timeline for the applications is to give the youth-led organizations time to research on the criteria, time to research on the you know, the expected eligibility. Then get onto our platform. We have an OnGrip portal, which is a very interactive online platform, which will take you into a community of resources, which include trainings. You know, just take time and read through those trainings, watch those videos, watch those tutorials. After that, you get into our community portal, which now is another community with even more resources, other young people you can actually peer review. Some of of your ideas with, and then you can also just, you don't have to start the application now and finish now. You'll save it, you'll have your login details, you can log in 3 days later, go back, your application is as it is. You just continue until the day you're actually ready to submit. So don't be in a rush to submit.
Take your time.
It's very competitive. You can imagine.
That's true.
Countries like, you know, of course, Kenya, Ghana, Nigeria.
Come on. Wow.
We anticipate so many countries. Applications from those countries.
I can imagine. So that's true.
Take your time and focus and read through all the funding manual criteria.
I like that.
So basically, take your time and everything is literally on the website. Just read through it.
That's so true. Mm. It really is. And it's very easy to navigate, which I like. And then over and above that, follow them online because you know the webinars are happening. Mm-hmm. So all the more information and everything, you can go ask questions, maybe even